This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There was hard-edged anti-American rhetoric today from Iran. In a rare Friday sermon, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said U.S. President Donald Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. As AP correspondent Joseph Krauss tells us, Khamenei also had harsh words for three U.S. allies over the nuclear agreement they signed with Iran in 2015.
This was in response to the decision by Britain, France, and Germany to trigger a dispute mechanism within the 2015 nuclear deal. This is a move that they took that's aimed at bringing Iran back into compliance with the deal. And it comes after Iran announced after the killing of General Soleimani that it would no longer adhere to the limitations of the nuclear agreement.
After claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the U.S. Defense Department now says there were, in fact, several concussion injuries. We're told that 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries and that most have been taken to the U.S. Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. The missiles were launched in retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds Force. In the Central American nation of Panama, prosecutors say they have found the corpses of six children and a pregnant woman in a clandestine burial pit where a religious sect was discovered torturing indigenous people in what appeared to be exorcism rituals. The pit was found near the Caribbean coast, where police a day earlier had arrested 10 members of an evangelical sect known as the New Light of God. Police at the same time freed a group of captives whose members had been tied up and beaten. Some had also apparently suffered burns. In Malawi, people are protesting in the streets over the alleged bribery of judges overseeing a legal challenge to last year's re-election of President Peter Mutharika. Thousands rallied Thursday in three cities after the country's chief justice charged that the five jurists had been offered payoffs. From Washington, this is